This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
8:14, can't fake the funk, so I'm being honest with everybody. We got a little technical thing going on at the studio. I have to work from home. I have Teddy the puppy here. He might disrupt a little bit of what's going on. I'm doing my best to keep him at bay. Errol Williams joins us now, Orleans Parish Assessor with the City Services Coalition, as well as David Marcello, who is with the City Services Coalition. Good morning, gentlemen, and I'll try to keep the dog at bay.
Good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about, I don't know whoever wants to start here or who wants to answer the questions, but y'all can take turns, I guess. Tell me about this, the plan to improve New Orleans, and how did the idea take shape? And then tell me about it and what it found.
David, you got that
Shall
one?
I start out?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, go ahead.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Right.
If y'all don't start talking, I'm going to get the dog to bark.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tommy. Okay. No, I met with Press Kavikoff, about a year ago, and we were concerned that certain things were not getting done in city government because of a strained relationship between the city council and the mayor. And we said, well, how do we get things done? Okay, and then there was a poll taken by Ron Forshay that said basically 70% of the people, both black and white, were not satisfied with government services. In my instance, I was only concerned about what affects the assessor's office, and that is permitting and licensing them. And from my view, I try and get the permit information as soon as possible to try and make sure that we keep our tax rolls in line with what the values changes are. So if somebody builds a new house, renovates a house, or puts an addition or demolishes a house, that we update our records to try and make that happen because of the shortage of staff and safety permits. A lot of that information wasn't getting done, and then the city moved to a third party vendor to try and do the inspections. But the problem I was hearing from a lot of the developers was that it was just taking too long to get a building permit. One guy who's been building houses for at least 20 years that I knew, he called me and says, I'm not building any homes in New Orleans. I said, well, why? He says, by the time I get my permit, my material costs are gone up and my profit's gone. So, the key thing to us was to try and see what happened. But then the city recognized that was a problem, and they hired a firm called Matrix Group, who came in and evaluated the safety and permits department. They interviewed about 1,600 people online as well as focus groups to try and find out what were the problems. And, there were certain things in that in the discussion there with Press and I were talking about. Initially, we talked about maybe changing to city manager, and we're saying, no, that's not going to work, because we don't want to neuter the mayor's powers or the city council. So, basically, we started this process, and it went into five areas that we thought were important. Okay, and those five areas was crime and public safety, streets and infrastructure, drainage and water management, trash pickup and clean public spaces, and license and permitting. That's how we got where we are. And it's, thanks to the foundations that put up the money, to try and hire. We hired a firm called HRNA, who goes around the country helping governments try and identify those their problems, and then get best practice and recommend best practices for government to be able to operate for the citizens.
Bring David Marcello into the conversation. Uh-huh. David, when you hear about those five things that Errol just mentioned, that is basically what people depend on government to do, right?
Right. I think the concept was, if you can't get the five basic things right, you're going to be challenged to do anything else efficiently. And we looked at it at two levels. We recognize these problems as systemic. They've been around for a good long time. We were hoping to find solutions that would endure from one administration to the next so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. And so we looked at the system level. We also looked at what we call granular solutions. What kind of operational changes close to the ground can you make within a particular subject area? An example of that, alluding to what Errol was discussing, safety and permits, is that we've proposed that there be a sort of concierge at safety and permits, somebody who takes your application when it comes in, stays with it and you through the process, doesn't just say, oh, go talk to the City Planning Commission or go talk to this, that, or the other group, but rather helps people get that application processed. So that is an example of the sort of change that we think would make things work a heck of a lot more effectively, a lot more efficiently.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to Errol Williams, Orleans Parish Assessor with the City Services Coalition, David Marcello with the Coalition as well, about this study. And they found out that five basic city service areas are severely lacking: crime and public safety, streets and infrastructure, drainage and water management, trash pickup and clean public spaces, licensing and permitting. And that's what you need government to do, right? I that's what I want government to do. I don't want government to get involved in people's social lives or this or that or the other thing. I don't think government's suited to do that, but they are suited to do those five things. We come back, we'll talk about turning this thing around and how do you go, is it like a speedboat or an aircraft carrier? I know one of the disturbing results of this was about the people that said they may not be in New Orleans 5 years from now. We've already lost a ton of population. We'll talk more about that when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakmanhart Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open at 504-260-1870. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 826, 827 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Errol Williams, Orleans Parish Assessor, and David Marcello, both with the City Services Coalition. Somebody texted in here and said, why don't we just get Jefferson Parish to tell us how they get all the safety and permits issued that they handle? The boss could probably spend a day in NOLA and tell us exactly what we need to change. Well, if I may channel my inner Johnny Carson, you are wrong, text breath, because in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish, who wants to revamp its permitting process because she says the current process is horrible. So it's not just in Orleans Parish. Gentlemen, Errol, I'll go with you. How do you go about turning this thing around? First of all, I presume it's more of an aircraft carrier than a speedboat?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Errol? Errol, you got me on mute?
On the office phone.
All right, well, let's go.
Okay. Basically, you know, when you look at this process, we came up with summarizing maybe 6 to 8 points. One was streamline the permitting process and eliminate unnecessary tasks. That's one. The other was ensure completeness of the permits before it is filed and create a task force of personnel and developers trying to identify the choke points in the permitting process and devise solutions for that. Okay. Of course, we, you know, what David mentioned earlier, we do want to have a single person who oversees the permitting process from the beginning to the end. This helps get it through, but then develop a detailed checklist and mandate that is used in every inspection. Those are the, you know, some of the things. If you go to our website, okay, which is the New Orleans Coalition, you're going to see there's going to be a link to what they call the Matrix Group's report. And it goes into detail of every little piece of thing that safety permits needs to improve in order to make it more efficient. Keep in mind, Jefferson Parish and East Baton Rouge Parish, usually in 2 to 4 days you can get a permit processed. Okay, for us, sometimes it's taking several months to get that done. And some people are still waiting after a year trying to get approval on a permit. That's what I've been told by some of the people that I've interviewed with some of those. So we think that, you know, that the main focus of the group was to try and develop and strengthen the, you know, core operations for city government to improve the process with best practices so that we can enhance service delivery. That's the only objective of this New Orleans Coalition. We don't, you know, we don't care who the mayor is and who the city council is, just as long as they embrace some of these changes so that people will begin to feel comfortable that when they come to city government and they apply for a permit, that they are able to get it done timely, so, you know, as and make sure that it's safe for what they do.
David, real quick before we let you go, because I know y'all are pressed for time, as are we, when it comes to the survey and results of people expecting to live in Orleans Parish 5 years from now, what'd it say? David Marcello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. The results were alarming. This was a survey done in December, and the question was, what are your plans in the next 5 years? Do you plan to be here in New Orleans, or do you plan to move away? And a collective 40% of the people who were surveyed said that they thought within the next 5 years the possibility existed that they would move away. 83% of the people who responded said that they didn't think they were getting their money's worth from the services that they pay taxes to support. So we've taken those signs of distress to heart, and we think that the report, which is 216 pages long, sorry for that, but there are a lot of good ideas in it, and we think that it will help to inform the dialogue in the coming year. We are looking at elections in the fall of 2025. We'll have a new mayor and many new members of the city council installed by a year from now. And so we're hoping that over this campaign year, there'll be some discussion about the particulars of the report. The coalition is not here, into endorsing.
And maybe we can have you back and drill down some more, because 216 pages is hard to condense in 20 minutes. We'll take a quick break for news here on WWL. Then we'll come back, talk to Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng about the permitting process there.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.